If you could come inside of my mind and come into the Seed Lady's world and dream a dream with me, I dream of a land called America that's agriculturally diverse and fruitful.
Anna Marie Carter is known as the Seed Lady of Watts.
The role of the Seed Lady is to promote agriculture, organic agriculture, in the inner city of Los Angeles.
In the aftermath of the Rodney King riots in Los Angeles, Carter opened an organic vegetable market amid the ruins.
Actually, it was the first day I went to open the store. I went to the door and I turned the key and I had a sense that something was or someone was behind me. And I turned around and looked and there were three little boys lined up like soldiers behind me. Then they just started hanging around and those three guys became my first sprouts. They're all grown now.
Carter's work with children evolved.
I started my little sprout program with the children. What we did was I teach them the value of a seed. And we planted tomato seeds and we nurtured them. We watched them grow. And as they sprouted and fruited, we took the vegetables off the vines and we had displays in front of the store. And I let the children sell the vegetables themselves. And they did quite well. And from, like, say, a 50-cent tomato plant, each one of the kids made $150 by the time school started, and they each took their money and bought what they needed to buy, school supplies, shoes. One even paid his mother's electric bills.
Her neighbors heard about her store and sprout program.
People started coming and asking me, telling me that they needed to take better care of themselves. And then the people started coming who had cancer, the people who had high blood pressure and diabetes and AIDS and HIV. And my heart just goes out to these people, and that's when I started building, quote-unquote, free organic gardens. I never charged them a dime. The fact that we can see and we do have visions, and we do have the ability to see colors, we should appreciate it in fruit colors, we should appreciate it in skin colors, we should appreciate it in colors of the sky and the earth. We need to come together, we need to plant seeds, we need to teach the children how to survive, and we need to watch these seeds sprout and grow, and we need to eat better, and we need to take better care of ourselves, because united we stand.
We must always be thinking of the world as a place of infinite possibilities. Always be thinking.
Anna Marie Carter, presented by CC Love. Her story is a production of the Women's Collective of KVMR-FM, Nevada City, California. We can be reached at kvmr.org.
Ain't I a woman?